It's Nick Mesner here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 2-2 draw with Airbus today. Andy, a good workout for pre-season there?
Yeah, great 90 minutes. You know, they're a decent team in the league they're in. You know, they've got some good players in there. So it's a good workout for us. You know, the first half dominated possession throughout the game for the first 45 minutes. Didn't really ask enough questions off their keeper. I don't think they got into our half maybe once or twice. And then we make a mistake. So I know the way I want to play football, and I know how disciplined you have to be. How much leash do I let off the players to allow them to express themselves? Because that's what players say. I'm a footballer, I want to express myself. So how much do I allow them to play? Because if you're going to play and then you're going to make mistakes and the opposition score from them, because both goals have come from our mistakes. First one is the penalty, so it's a double mistake. We try to turn back out, then he gives the penalty away. And then the second one is we give the ball away in a daft area where we should be able to look after it, and they get a free kick on the edge of the box. It's not a free kick, it's a soft, pathetic free kick. The lad's 6'5", he falls over. It's not the lad's fault, he's trying to buy it. The referee falls for it. So there's a few things that are frustrating, because we shouldn't be conceding goals coming to a team like this. We shouldn't be conceding goals, but it's a good workout, 90 minutes in people's in legs, and gives me ideas going forward of what I need to do and how we need to be better.
And no doubt we'll face another good workout on Tuesday as we go to Colwyn Bay.
Yeah, Colwyn Bay. You know, I don't know too much about them, but they gave a good account of themselves last night against Bangor. So it'll be a good workout. It'll be what we need. But going forward, we have to be better. We've got to be better with the ball. We've got to make better decisions. We have to pull into different areas. We have to anticipate things better. When we get in the final third, we have to move the ball better and be inventive in what we do, but being inventive, but also being disciplined. So you're not flicking balls around the corner, thinking that you're Johnny Flick. You're doing things for a reason. And the reason you're doing them is to get us further up the pitch, to allow somebody else to have a bit more quality or time to be able to put the balls into the right area or to get a shot off. Too many times our decision-making. And that's something that we always have to work on, because we've defended for 180 minutes in Europe, and it's very difficult. You know, that the flip side of it now is we need to be better with the ball, we need to move it quicker, we need to make better decisions in possession, and we have to show better quality when we receive the ball. The simple things, just receiving the ball, moving the ball off its line, protecting it, and we're not doing it. We're not good enough at it, and we've got, thankfully, we've got 3 weeks to improve on that going into the Prestatyn game, because that's where our minds are. You know, it's 90 minutes, it's a good workout. I'm disappointed because it's not a case of losing the game. It shouldn't be conceding goals to them, because, you know, I think it's probably 3 shots they've had on target all game, if that, and we shouldn't be conceding goals, so I'm disappointed.